Mr. Vice President, South Africa welcomes the distinguished delegation of St. Lucia to the 23rd session of the UPR Working Group and thanks the delegation for the comprehensive presentation of its national report. We are encouraged by St. Lucia's intention to meet all its obligations regarding the accession or ratification of international instruments, as well as reporting and strengthening the level of engagement with instruments, notwithstanding its capacity constraints. We welcome the major strides that the country has made in ensuring the empowerment of women, ensuring that women in rural areas have better access to education and vocational training programs, and affirming the rights of all children to receive an education, and prohibits refusing admission of students to schools on any discriminatory grounds. South Africa is further encouraged by the fact that the Constitution of St. Lucia prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex, race, place of origin, political opinion, color, or creed. In order to give impetus to this progress already registered, South Africa would like to recommend that St. Lucia should, 1, enact comprehensive legislation that fully guarantees the application of the principle of non-discrimination and to ensure the full enjoyment of all human rights by every member of society. 2, mainstream gender equality policies in the education sector, ensuring that gender issues and sensitivity training become an integral, substantive, and mandatory component of all teacher training at all levels. And third, review the effectiveness of government mechanisms intended to support the achievement of gender equality. Finally, Mr. Vice President, my delegation wishes St. Lucia success in their second review. I thank you.